The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Harry Shapiro is with me. He's the director of Drugwise. They are a UK-based online drug information website, because a lot of people today asking similar questions. What exactly is pink cocaine found in the system of Liam Payne, the former One Direction star who tragically died last week? Harry, you're very, very welcome to the show. Do we know much about this pink cocaine?
Yeah, a fair bit. I mean, the one thing it's pink, the one thing it isn't really is cocaine. It's really a brand name rather than a specific drug. It started out in South America, in Colombia, and it was originally called 2C, which is a kind of phonetic way of saying 2CB, which is a kind of a drug that mixes LSD and ecstasy. And it was very popular in kind of posh nightclubs in Colombia and Argentina and places like that. But eventually it morphed into this, how can I describe it? It's a sort of mix of drugs, really. It's pink, but it can have anything in it. It can have a bit of coke, a bit of ketamine, a bit of MDMA, a bit of amphetamine, a bit of caffeine, all stimulant drugs. But also, they've found supplies of it with painkillers in it, you know, things like Tramadol and stuff like that. So it really is, you know, you could get two or three samples of so-called pink cocaine, and they'd all have something different in them in different proportions.
And is it, I mean, is that a kind of a common trend within, I was going to say the industry, it's the wrong way to describe it, but within that scene, that kind of cocktails like this, be it pink cocaine or something else, that people would be taking them?
I think that this is a specifically manufactured kind of synthetic cocktail of drugs. But the thing is, with any drugs on the illicit scene, you might be sold it as X and it turns out to be Y, or a mixture of X plus Y. Depends what chemicals are available, what the supply chains are like, which is why all the illegal drugs are on the market are, you know, not necessarily what it sort of says on the tin. So they're all a mixture in a way, but this one is particularly bizarre because it is deliberately put together to contain all these different elements.
I guess kind of the drugs people taking not being exactly what it says on the tin, as it were, is not necessarily new either, though.
Oh, no. I mean, this goes back, you know, like forever. You know, heroin mixed with all kinds of things. I think the one thing that is often a bit of a myth is that these drugs are mixed with things like, you know, strychnine and kind of rat poison and stuff like that. That's much more on the urban myth side, because if you're a drug dealer, you actually want people to come back and buy more. You don't want them dropping dead. So the idea that they're mixed up with toxic stuff is a bit of an urban myth.
At the same time, yeah. I'm conscious, like, of somebody, like, and we don't know kind of Liam Payne's particular situation. So I don't want to be too unfair and speculate, but somebody, you know, coming to a city that they don't know and maybe purchasing a product that they've taken elsewhere. I mean, the way you describe it, kind of this particular cocktail, it might not necessarily be the same thing in two different places.
Oh, no. And you could buy two different versions of it from the same person on different days, and it might not be the same. I mean, the thing to bear in mind is that the street dealers themselves don't really know what it is they're selling, by and large. It's only when you start going up the supply chain that the people further up the chain actually know kind of what's in there. But the guy or girl that's selling stuff on the street is told, here you go and sell this, it's this. But it might not be. It might be something completely different, or a mixture of things.
And pink cocaine, so as you say, this is kind of a South American phenomenon. It certainly was initially. I mean, has it spread to this part of the world, to these islands? Have you seen it?
I think the only thing I've spotted online, I think some supplies turned up in Spain, but to the best of my knowledge, I don't think it's been spotted anywhere else in Europe, in the UK, or anywhere like that. It still seems to be at the moment. I mean, it may have drifted across the border into the States, quite obviously, but it seems at the moment, anyway, fairly confined to big cities in South America.
And is that a feature of the drug trade, Harry, that there are kind of, you know, for want of a better description, different trends in different parts of the world?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I mean, I think that one thing is that we always used to imagine whatever's happening in America was going to happen in England or in the UK. And that isn't the case. I mean, a very good example is crystal meth, which has been and remains huge in America. And the assumption was, well, okay, it's over there, it's going to come to us. And it never did. Fortunately, we haven't had the huge problems they've had with opioid painkillers like fentanyl and things like that, with tens of thousands of people overdosing on it.
Yeah.
So
what would be more prevalent here, though, than in the United States? What's our version of crystal meth or fentanyl?
I don't think we've got anything that's unique,
okay,
if you want to call it like that. I mean, you know, we've got cannabis and cocaine and crack and heroin and ecstasy and amphetamine. They've got all of those in the States. I don't think there's anything unique about the UK or the Irish drug scene from that point of view.
Listen, Harry, it's been really interesting chatting to you about all of this. So we appreciate your time. Harry Shapiro is the director of Drugwise. They're a UK-based online drug information website. And I hope that it kind of satisfied the morbid curiosity of people who've been reading about pink cocaine having been found in the system of Liam Payne following his death last week.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.